This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Tuesday morning edition. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and the armed workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers out there. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler. We're also on at Captain's America on Twitter. Don't forget that. And you can check us out by going to our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now, our number two, out there in California, it's the one and only, the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
All righty, let's go with the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, our great country, was formed on Judeo-Christian values. And again, to all those Jewish friends and listeners that are out there that we have here in the program, happy Rosh Hashanah.
Absolutely. Happy Rosh Hashanah.
Yep. Now, according to a new ABC Washington Post poll, President Joe Biden's approval rating has tanked. Now, this poll has him at 44% positive, 51% not approving of what he's doing. That's underwater by 7 points. He was ahead by 8 points a couple months ago, so he's done a complete about-face. Now, this is amongst the broad disapproval of his handling of the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan, and that's killing him right now, that. But there's other polls with even far worse results for Biden, and we talked about it. One of them is a USA Today poll, and that just has him destroyed. He's underwater by 20 points on the good job, bad job, favorable, unfavorable rating. And then when you go to Afghanistan, he's only 26% of the poll participants think that he's done a good job with Afghanistan.
Right, right. And these are very serious issues. Afghanistan, of course, the economy, the border. But, you know, Captain, any president would love to be able to believe that the majority, let's say, of the media out there, the news media, would be favorable to a president. Any president would want that. That would be a dream gig, as it were, to have the media be so for you. Well, these numbers we're seeing with Biden, even though he does essentially have a very friendly media. Now, of course, they've been beginning to cover the story of Afghanistan. They see the criticism, and they're beginning to start talking about that more and more. But generally speaking, these poll numbers are abominable for somebody like Joe Biden, because the media does play a big part in perception. But no matter what, Joe Biden himself is bringing these poll numbers down from his speeches, his horrific Afghanistan performance, all that put together, people are turning off. They go, no way, this guy is not who we think he is.
Well, we also have another problem, and that is how many people are left behind in Afghanistan, because this just gets, and the more we hear about it, the worse it is for Biden, because his chief of staff, Ron Klain, told CNN that he believed about 100 people were left, Americans in Afghanistan, and that was it. And then all of a sudden, Daryl Issa comes out with his sources, and he says, hey, we've been working with people to get them out and groups to get them out, and it looks like there's about, according to them, there's about 500 Americans remaining stranded in the country right now. That's totally at odds with what the White House is talking about.
Well, exactly. And, you know, Captain, I think if you told any of our fighting men and women in uniform, we told them Americans were left behind.
Oh, they'd go.
They'd say, where do you want me? I will go right now. But it would never be a function of, well, it's just 100 Americans, or it's only 500, or it's only 50, or there might be 20. This kind of thing that wouldn't make a difference. And why are they trying to tell us these numbers to make it less significant?
And a gentleman by the name of Mike Jason, who runs a rescue operation known as Allied Airlift 21, he said he believes the figure that ISIS said is far higher than the 500. He also said it's misleading because it doesn't include family members of the Americans that are trapped in country. And Alex Plitsis, an Iraq war veteran who's part of the rescue network known as Digital Dunkirk, said that in one day he received calls from six Americans stuck in the country earlier this week, and that that none had registered with the U.S. Embassy because he couldn't get there.
Right. No kidding. So, again, this is just such an abominable situation. And I think many in the Biden administration, they want to fudge the numbers because they don't want to be held to account for how many people really are left behind,
well,
or in harm's way.
They've got to be held accountable, and we've got to show what a hopeless, half-assed bunch of ragtag fools these people have been to allow our people to get caught up like this. And there are some people that are saying it's intentional. There are some people saying it's intentional. I would not want to think so, because if it is, and it can be proven, and Biden's the president, guess what? Under the War Powers Act, which I don't think we're under it now, but under the War Powers Act, if we were operating under that, this guy could be impeached and tried for treason.
Yeah, it's very serious stuff.
Think about that. All right, we'll be right back, folks, with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Kyle warns you, don't go anywhere. A lot more coming your way. And when we come back, those vaccine passports are going to be a way of life. We'll tell you where when we come back. Don't go nowhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun?
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to see one, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mark. Armed American Radio, the monster show, Sunday nights, live 8 p.m. all across the country on many of these same stations. And then, of course, the Daily Defense weekdays at 4 p.m. Speaking of 4 p.m., I'll be on the Ron Edwards Experience, American Experience program this afternoon between 4:12 and about 4:45, about 30 minutes. So if you want to tune in, go to theronedwards.com to find out how to hear us. If you're in Michigan, it's no problem. But if you're not, then you're probably going to have to listen to us on the Internet. But theronedwards.com, and I'll be on there about 12 minutes after 4 until about 4:45. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by Mike Lindell and his MyPillow.com company. Now, you know, I've been telling you about MyPillow. Been telling you about the great specials that they have to offer. And all the MyPillow's products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. That means if something happens in that 60-day period from the time you order it, the time you get it, that if you want to return it, no questions asked, you'll have your money given back to you, and that's it. Because Mike Lindell wants you to be a happy camper. But if you go to MyPillow.com and you click on the Radio Listener Specials page button, which is right there, it'll open up, and you'll see 18 to 20 items, all ridiculously marked to extremely low prices. And you'll see it right there, what the prices were and what the prices are. And if you want to buy that, you need a promo code. The promo code you'd use would be Captain. Very simple, Captain. And if you want to talk to a live person instead of doing it through the Internet, go to 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. That's MyPillow. And then use the promo code Captain. But at any rate, give it a try and see what happens. And I think today, Mr. Kyle Warren might be getting his Giza sheets. What do you think?
Well, I hope so. Yeah, it's supposed to be here just any day. And of course, we had the Labor Day holiday and all. But, yeah, the Giza sheets are winging their way, we might say, as we speak.
Maybe they're flying to you.
That could be.
Because the cotton itself, I believe, comes from the Nile River
That's right, and that area of the Nile River, and where it's the only place in the world that you can get that kind of material, so that's amazing.
All right, well, we teased the fact that we were going to talk about vaccine passports, and we are. Folks, you don't need to worry about it in the United States yet, but I'm telling you, it's coming. But I will say that the great, great, great folks in England, London, England, jolly old England, are about to find out what it's like to have a vaccine passport. They will be imposed on English this month, according to the health minister. And, Kyle, we were talking about this during the break. It's going to be for sporting events and what?
Well, if you're going to go to a nightclub, for example, crowded indoor spaces like nightclubs, music venues, large outdoor events, music, you know, for festivals, also some very large businesses is what they're talking about, and other big spectator sporting events. Now, they'll have to have a COVID-19 pass, which is delivered to them or given to them by their NHS, which is their National Health Services. So you actually have to get an NHS COVID pass that shows your coronavirus vaccination details and or test results. So that's something you'll have to they have to obtain, I think, from the British government. So this is a very, very important development. And everybody, of course, the question on their mind is that going to be something that's going to become more prevalent? I think it's we're seeing the beginnings of this, if I recall correctly, at least in France. You know, other parts of Europe, is this is going to be very very relevant. And then also in the United States, we don't know what to expect at this point. Is there going to be something different than the little vaccination card, which in and of itself is sort of unwieldy, by the way? So one would expect that there would be some kind of identification at some point.
Well, before we go to the caller on the line, I just want to mention that for you folks in Louisiana, especially around New Orleans, over 500,000 Louisiana residents are still without power, but and this is 8 days after the hurricane, but it looks like as if many of you are going to have the power back within the next 3 to 5 days out there outside New Orleans. 30% of New Orleans is still without power, Kyle. They say they'll have the power on 100% this weekend.
Well, that's a Herculean effort, and we just have
and
to
more
our hats up.
People
yeah.
were without power during this Hurricane Ida than were Katrina. Hard to believe, but it's true.
That's right. Exactly.
All right, let's go to the phone lines. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Gavin. This is Jimmy from Lakeland, Georgia.
How are you? What's going on?
I'm good. I thought I'd let you know something, what happened this weekend.
Yeah.
There's a big convention that's been going on for 20-plus years up in Atlanta called Dragon Con.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like a comic book convention. They do anime and all that stuff.
Right.
Been doing it for years since I was a teenager, and I'm 50.
Mm-hmm.
People had bought tickets to go to the show, and they didn't let them know anything about it, that when they got there, if they didn't have a card saying they'd had their shot, that they turned them around. They wouldn't let them in.
So a COVID card like your CDC card.
Yeah. Mm. If you hadn't received the shot and then, been immunized, that they just turned them around, said they weren't going to let them in. So, and that was absolutely no warning.
Did these people pay for their tickets already?
Oh, yeah, they had prepaid, and when they got there, they wouldn't let them in.
Well, I would think they'd be entitled to a refund.
I know they're going to get their money back, but they didn't get their money back at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they'd already made the effort to go there. You know, they bought, a lot of them had bought hotel rooms and things because there's like five hotels. It's a big place, big convention. And I was shocked that they were just turning people around.
Yeah, we've had Comic-Con down here before.
Right. Yeah. They're all over the place. San Diego is the big one, but Dragon Con is like the huge one.
All right, well, thanks for telling us about it. That's interesting.
All right, thanks.
All right, you take care now and drive safe. All right, now, Kyle, that's interesting.
Oh, it really is. And many years ago, I actually got to go to a Comic-Con in San Diego. So, yeah, it's a huge event. It's a big draw. And so, but it is interesting that they are imposing that particular restriction. I think a lot of it has to do with insurance and this kind of stuff, and that's going to be driving a lot of this as we move forward, I'm afraid, especially because the Delta variant is out there. And now, Captain, as we're hearing about the Mu variant, And so since July, at least in the L.A. County area, there's been about 170 cases of that Mu variant. And the big issue about this is that it they say, at least at this point, as far as they know, that it can bypass the COVID-19 antibodies, or at least seems to have that capability. So that's the one we're watching right now to see how that develops.
Well, people are not going to put up with another shutdown. I don't care what they do or what they come up with. They're just not going to.
No, I agree. Mm-hmm. I agree. And but it's like you see these reports, and you can immediately see, oh, there's going to be some of these even local leaders and so forth that might sort of salivate at that and say, oh, we got another shutdown coming.
All right. Well, Taylor, Texas, a little old town, it's offering the Samsung extensive property tax breaks to build a $17 billion chip plant, which we all know needs to be built here in the United States. But they're going all out, this little town of Taylor, Texas, to see to it they get it right there.
Well, exactly. Yeah, they expect it'll create about 1,800 new jobs. So that's a good thing. Samsung was originally also looking, we understand, at places in perhaps even Arizona or even New York. So it looks like Texas is trying to roll out the red carpet.
I'll tell you who else did something like that a while ago. It was Dell Computers, and they're just north of Austin, Texas right now, and they started out there with the same sort of thing, given a big tax break to go in there, and now they've doubled or tripled the size of what they had in there to begin with, and they're going to turn around and double it again.
Wow. Well, again, see, when you're in a place that's friendly towards towards business, you're creating jobs, you're creating stability, and you're making products here, but you know, this chip thing is a huge, huge deal. You know, we've seen some major American automakers now beginning to slow down significantly some of their production because they don't have the chips they need.
Yeah, I've seen that, and I think that they'll have that problem solved. Plus, there's actually cars on the parking lots that they're selling that don't have all the chips in them. They're selling them because they run, you know, they're new vehicles and they run, but they're telling them you're going to have to come back and get the chip put in here for this, this, and this, because that particular feature with the vehicle isn't going to operate.
Right, right, exactly. And there are other things, too, with circuit boards, video cards for computers and so forth. I've seen a lot of restrictions on people being able to buy stuff like that and only one per household kind of thing because of this kind of stuff.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're going to take a break. We're going to come right back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch, and Kathy's going to take us a break. I'm going to let her give the phone number here so you'll have it. And when we come back, tell you what, more and more and more changes going on. Be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki. 4 American citizens were evacuated from Afghanistan on Monday over a land route to a neighboring country. The evacuation facilitated by the State Department was the first of Americans since the final withdrawal of U.S. forces from the country. ABC News reporting that the group left with Taliban knowledge, but without their interference. White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain said Sunday that around 100 American citizens were still in Afghanistan. And President Biden has approved a major disaster declaration for parts of New York and New Jersey that allows federal aid to be distributed to communities hit by severe flooding from the remnants of Hurricane Ida. The storm killed at least 27 people in New Jersey and another 13 in New York City. New York Governor Kathy Hochul said that early estimates showed the storm had done $50 million worth of damage in her state and expects that number to continue to rise. President Biden will visit affected areas in both states on Tuesday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. And partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce. Heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
All righty, now that number is both terrestrial and internet and satellite. And there are some nights when it's higher than that. But we are heard all around the country and all around the world. And we have a couple of strong affiliates that play our show in Germany as well as over in India. And thanks to them for doing that. Now, this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. And Geico has been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, your local Geico office or the Geico website can help you find coverage for just about anything that you own. Got a car you want to insure, a truck you want to insure? How about a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV? You can get it all done at Geico.com, or you can go see your local agent. Now, you can bundle your policy together with your homeowners or renters or condo insurance and save even more money. So check them out online, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Either find out where your local agent is and go do it that way, or do it right there on the internet. You can find out a quote. They'll give you a price quote right there, and you can do what I did a number of years ago, and I haven't looked back since. I've saved a bunch of money, and I'm still saving money. So there you go. All righty. Well, Well, let's go back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
First of all, we've got a caller on the line. I'm going to go to the caller, so hang on. Let's see. Okay, good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Nelson from Jasper, Florida.
Well, hello there, stranger.
I know. Well, I wanted to find out what is going on in California with the recall. Here on the East Coast, it appears that they're saying that the present governor may be retained because he is winning by 20%. Could you give us, Kyle, could you give us an update?
Sure. Thanks, Kyle Nelson. Okay, go ahead, Kyle.
Yes, well, we have seen some poll numbers that suggest that it's going to, well, it's still an uphill battle to make the recall work. But that being said, Larry Elder continues, at least in terms of polling, but also I think even in terms of coverage, Larry Elder seems to be the front runner that most people are looking towards. I've seen a lot of Larry Elder signs, by the way, in my area, and he has been pretty vocal in his TV commercials and so forth. There's been a lot of different recalls in California history. It went into effect, by the way, back all the way back to 1911. And there's only been one successful one, and that was the one when Arnold Schwarzenegger was able to unseat Gray Davis in the recall back, I think, in 2003. So it's not a done deal yet. But what we can tell, because we're seeing the polls that they're showing us, but I think the Newsom people have their own internal polls, and I think this is one of the reasons why we're seeing such grandiose attacks on Larry Elder. They are worried about it.
And the mainstream media in California and the California Hollywood elitists want to make it appear to look like as if Mr. Newsom is ahead and he's going to stay there.
Right.
I'm telling you, I don't believe it.
Yeah, I don't either. That's why I think it's you have to take it with a grain of salt. The things that are at stake in this recall, you've got people leaving the state. You've got businesses leaving the state. You've got homelessness. You have crime. You have housing prices that are into the stratosphere. You've got all kinds of problems that simply aren't being addressed by Gavin Newsom. And we've got, of course, don't forget, the wildfires. We've got all kinds of things. So many of these different candidates are all talking about great things, by the way. Even Caitlyn Jenner is talking about, I think, how a lot of the water that California gets just goes out into the ocean. That's not a smart way to manage state that's in a drought.
No, not when you need water.
Right, exactly right. So there's so many things, and Newsom just wants to kind of continue on like everything's fine. We're just a Democrat state. We'll always be that way. We don't really have to work too hard, but I'll come out and give some platitudes every once in a while, and we all go about our merry way. I think Californians might send a shocking message to the rest, not only to the California governor, but also to the rest of the nation and the world on September 14th.
Well, I sure hope so. But speaking of messages, okay, we've got this message here right now. A majority of voters blame President Joe Biden's administration for the chaos surrounding the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan. But more than two-thirds would actually support the use of military force to rescue Americans left behind. How do you like that?
Well, that's substantial. And again, they see the images on their screens. They know what the Taliban are, and they know what it means to leave Americans behind. See, this is what Joe Biden and his ilk, they're not banking on, or they don't want to listen. It's as bad as him looking at his watch.
All right, let's go to the telephone real quick here. We got about a minute or so. Is this Ian?
Yeah, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Go ahead.
Hey, this thing about Gavin Newsom, just my opinion. Look, they could say that Larry Elder's going to win this 100%. Larry Elder's not going to win. Nothing against Larry Elder. He's a great guy. Remember, they're not even Democrats. The communists control every avenue of power in California. They're going to steal that election. Sure as I'm sitting here. Unless there's one day, one man, one vote, one ballot in person with a paper ballot, as far as I'm concerned, There's never going to be free elections again in this country. Number two, the Republicans once again are showing their cluelessness and stupidity because they should have cleared the decks and have everybody unify around Larry Elder. But the Republicans don't want Larry Elder because they're part of the surrender game. They don't want Larry Elder. And third, the powers that be that run California and this country, for a matter of fact, they don't care if people are moving to Florida or moving out of California, because the quicker they get rid of people that they deem their enemies, they're going to replace them with illegal aliens, i.e. foreigners, because this fits in right with their plan to replace us with ringers. That's what immigration is all about. Immigration, we haven't needed immigration in this country at least since the end of World War One. That's okay. Why they cut it off in 1924.
Okay. Are you done? Because I got a number four.
I want to reiterate, that's why we had a moratorium from 1924 to 1965. Only 100,000 people got into this country. Mm-hmm. We don't need any more immigration, legal or illegal, period. Mm-hmm. End of story. Thank you.
Yep. Okay. I got a number four, Kyle. You ready?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What happens if Larry Elder wins?
Well, number one, he's going to, first of all, he's not going to be able to control the legislature. That's one thing. That's off the top. But, he will reverse some of these policies, for sure. But there will be a major, major backlash at him from the media. You thought it was bad with Trump, just wait for Larry Elder.
Yeah, now I got another question. What happens if Larry Elder finishes within 3 points but loses, okay? I think it sends a clear and definitive message to the Democratic Party that, hey, your time is up.
Well, sure. Again, because even there have been some Democrats, prominent Democrats, who are supporting the recall, not necessarily a candidate per se, but supporting the recall. And that's, again, because all you got to do is walk out onto the street and you see exactly what's happening to California. I hate to say it, but it's just not what it used to be. And it has nothing to do with ethnicity or any of these kinds of things. It has to do with opportunity.
And Democrat and Republican alike know that. The average Joe out there knows that. Now, the socially elite, the people in Hollywood, the people in Berkeley, the people in Beverly Hills, they are immune from this because they just seem to have an unlimited amount of cash flow. But to the average Joe that's out there working, the person that would actually be voting for the most part, not the mucky mucks, they don't have it so easy.
No, they don't, and it's getting harder, unfortunately. And just the amount, for example, the amount of homelessness, the amount of crime, the amount of a degradation of living environments are just off the charts.
Yeah, and looking at these homeless encampments underneath the bridges and up on the overpasses and all that stuff, I mean, I would be embarrassed to say that I was from California looking at this trash that's up there. Oh, and then, by the way, where are they going to the bathroom? Well, we won't even go there, will we?
No.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back. The Truckers Highway and Bible Report number 2 coming up. Brought to you by the Pilot Flying J Truck Stop. I shall return. Don't go nowhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Tech.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, Exney family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
All righty, thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. This portion of the program, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J. Join the Drivers Club. Make sure you get it on the program. Get those points for buying the fuel you buy there, for buying the food you buy there, and for buying the supplies you get in the store. Now, it'll add up real quick. It'll be like having money in the bank. You'll be able to use it to discount on your purchases of food, your purchases made in the store as well. Won't take long to do that. All righty, and let's get started right now. I'm going to change gears. I'm going to do a little ZZ Top, and he's got himself a couple of young ladies that are singing along with him here. Wait till you hear this one.
I don't know why.
That happens to be Billy Gibbons, and he's got a couple of young ladies with him. He's playing with a band, and Kyle, I don't know if you know who the band is or not, but two good-looking ladies with long blonde hair, and boy, one's got a guitar, the other one's just a singer, but I'm telling you, that guitar, she's playing it right now.
Very cool. No, that's got a good sound to it.
Yeah, let's see here. Listen to this. Here we go. That's the girl. All righty, we're going to back it on down here because we got to tell you about the weather, and if we don't, then we won't be calling it the Truckers Highway Report anymore. We'll be calling it the Jam Session with the Captain and Kyle. Although, yep, that wouldn't be bad either. I've done a lot of those. All righty, well, you get started with the West.
All right, folks, so we're going to head out west where we do have some air quality alerts to tell you about, especially in the state of Wyoming, covering the entire state of Wyoming, smoke from wildfires causing air quality alerts all through the state, also down I-25, down towards Denver as well. Phoenix also has an air quality alert, but that seems to be mostly concerning with the ozone. But the excessive heat warnings in the southwest are something you need to be aware of. We do have excessive heat warnings starting at St. George, Utah, the southern part of Utah, heading down through Las Vegas, all the way through Southern California, down through Kingman, Arizona as well. Fresno, Bakersfield, Sacramento, Redding, California, they're all under a big heat advisory. We have high pressure all over the west as well. Air quality alerts in central Oregon, also parts of central Washington tonight. So be careful out there.
All right. Well, we've got the possibility of some thunderstorms and possibly some severe thunderstorms in the upper peninsula of Michigan, as well as coming across Michigan and right there along the lake, Lake Erie, to include parts of Ohio and even perhaps parts of Indiana. That's going to happen sometime today. And be advised the weather's going to get pretty rough up in there, so rig for silent running, as they say. And then down in the Metroplex of Texas, we got some poor air quality there. And there's some fog tonight from Houston on down towards McAllen, Texas, right along the Gulf there. But the big problem that's developing, unfortunately, again, for the Gulf states is this low-pressure system, which is a disturbance that's in the Yucatan. It's just west of the Yucatan, right there in the southwestern corner of the Gulf, and it's going to start moving north, and it's supposed to move eastward across Florida with a lot, and I do mean a lot, of rain. I don't believe, and neither does the Weather Service, that this is going to be a tropical storm. It might be a tropical depression, which means 30, 35-mile-an-hour winds, something along that line, which isn't all that bad. But the rain, of course, if it gets anywhere near New Orleans or Mississippi or Alabama or even parts of the upper peninsula of Florida there or the panhandle, they can't take the rain, Kyle.
No, not at all.
Yep, so there'll be some immense flooding. So we'll just have to wait and see what happens there, but it's all going to happen during the course of today, tonight, and tomorrow to see where this thing is going to go. And then again, it's supposed to go out in the ocean, and you got Larry, Hurricane Larry, major hurricane coming across, and it's not out of the question that Larry and this system couldn't reform together there, and who knows what's going to happen then. But anyway, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, everybody, the professor of politics. We appreciate him, and we appreciate you listening to us. In the meantime, now we go to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, a terror chief, five other highly dangerous Palestinian prisoners are on the run after a jailbreak in Gilboa Prison. What the hell's going on over there?
Well, they're going into manhole covers and going all kinds of places trying to track these people down.
All right, and these are really bad people, I take it.
Yeah, they don't mess around over there.
Okay,
correct.
You suppose they'll try to get back to Palestine?
Well, I mean, they're, yeah, they'll go back into some kind of protection, yes.
Okay. Now, there are disturbing signs starting to emerge that the military and intel communities are experiencing a crisis in confidence in President Biden's leadership, integrity, and honesty. What are you hearing?
Same thing.
Okay, but what's going on? I haven't heard any specifics.
Well, what's essentially happening here is that our agencies are really challenging what the Biden White House is doing, and the fact that the information that they put out, the information that they get, is being ignored by this White House. Let's not forget, before the Taliban actually maintained control or got control of all of Afghanistan, 7 weeks before the Taliban, 7 weeks before the Taliban entered Kabul, the CIA bailed out. 7 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So if the CIA is going to bail out of their headquarters, although otherwise known as the salt pit, on the outskirts of Kabul,
mm-hmm.
then you know that they were giving presidential daily briefings to say, dude, do you understand what is happening here?
Mm-hmm.
And that's been ignored. So I don't believe that necessarily that Biden has made these decisions exclusively on his own.
No.
I believe that Ron Klain and Colin Call, who I think is probably one of the most dangerous people that sits at the Pentagon as a civilian, has made these decisions.
All righty. Well, we're getting ready to take a break, so hold that thought, and we will be coming right back with more folks on the Captain's America Third Watch. Here comes the music. And Denise Simon and I will be back right after the top of the hour news, so don't go anywhere. The show marches on.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.